Dooku was fascinated by the way beings seldom asked the most obvious questions right away. Jabba was now getting too curious. Dooku had to steer him back to outrage.
You saw the recording, Lord Jabba. He loathes Hutts, and I suspect pure hatred of your people was as much a factor as underestimating your resolve.
Yes, and he'll die for his disrespect. But he, or Palpatine, must be insane to think I'm some cringing human who'd cave in to their blackmail without striking back as soon as I could.
He reared up slowly, and Dooku had to admit that it was physically intimidating.
I am a Khajiitic lord, I have a duty to my people to show that nobody gets away with an outrage like this. If we let such outrages go unpunished, what would happen to our civilization?
He repeated the word outrage, Chama, and Dooku suddenly realized that the word had a different shade of meaning from what he'd thought. In all his dealings with Hutts, he'd thought a chama was just a terrible insult to someone. But it was a threat to the social order, and so to the smooth running of Hutt society. Chama was a uniquely Huttese crime. And human crimes had no meaning for Hutts. It was why all Hutts seemed to be criminals to the Republic. There was no common ground on morality. It was yet another area where the Republic thought its rules were the natural and obvious way for the entire galaxy and a million sentient species to behave.
I can use this as another lever. They don't understand Hutts, Dooku said.
He wasn't so sure that he knew as much as he thought he did either.
The Republic and the Jedi are very much cozy human organizations. And they think every being reacts as they do. They're both completely arrogant. It comes from having held easy power for too many centuries.
I must have Skywalker's head,
Jabba said. His tone was suddenly neutral, as if this were some administrative detail rather than a raging threat.
Rata will use his skull for a toy. Lessons will be learned.
If my army leaves enough recognizable parts of him, you shall have it.
Dooku would have to calm Ventress and see that it happened.
Now, Lord Jabba, while we wait, may we begin negotiating the treaty between the Hutt Khajiitics and the Confederacy of Independent Systems?
Jabba took a long draw on his pipe.
I will negotiate nothing until my son is back alive and unharmed. Humans might not understand Hutts, but Hutts understand humans very well.
Dooku had set himself up for that, but it was no bad thing. Jabba had to be seen to win, and Dooku had to look at that not as some egocentric personal failing, but as part of what kept Hutt society running. Complete confidence in a leader who would never be pushed around by Utmian outlanders. It wasn't just about loss of face, but about letting Hutts know that the boss of bosses was still in charge, and all was right with their world. Accepting that would help Dooku deal better with Zero when the difficult time came.
As you wish, Lord Jabba, Dooku said,
and backed out of the chamber with his head still bowed. He returned to his ship and calmed Ventress. She was slow to respond. When her hologram image appeared in front of him, she was standing with her boots planted firmly at shoulder width, a lightsaber in each fist, and a murderous expression. He guessed that she had stopped in mid-battle and rounded on a nearby droid to pick up the comm channel.
I'd ask how things are progressing, Dooku said, but I think I can work that out.
Master, Skywalker is trapped on a landing platform. We are cutting through the door, and then I shall cut through his neck.
See that you do. Jabba actually wants his head. Literally.
And you still want the Hutlet alive?
If there was ever any doubt in your mind, Asajj, I'd be disappointed. Do not fail me. Skywalker is already discredited, so there'll be no help for the Republic from the Hutts. But to get Jabba to the negotiating table, the baby has to be returned intact. Do I make myself clear? Take no risks with him.
Yes, my lord.
Call me when you succeed.
Dooku closed the link. He wondered if Skywalker would work out that killing the child would cut the Republic's losses, because then neither side would get Jabba's blessing to use his roots. If he had, would he do it? Dooku knew Jedi who would turn a blind eye to carelessness, even if they wouldn't do the deed themselves. Interestingly, they weren't the disillusioned Jedi who'd now joined him. He thought of contacting Darth Sidious and bringing him up to date with events, but then decided it would be better not to trouble his master with detail until he could tell him the task was complete. It wasn't just Hutt lords who had their image to keep intact.